welcome to the Jukebox Podcast from WP Tavern. My name is Nathan Wrigley. Jukebox is a podcast which is dedicated to all things WordPress. The people, the events, the plugins, the blocks, the themes, and in this case, diversity within the community. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that by searching for WP Tavern in your podcast player of choice, or by going to wptavern.com/feed/podcast. And you can copy that URL into most podcast players. If you have a topic that you'd like us to feature on the podcast, I'm keen to hear from you and hopefully get you or your idea featured on the show. Head over to wptavern.com/contact/jukebox and use the contact form there. So on the podcast today, we have Destiny Cano and Joe Simpson. Destiny and Joe are key figures behind a new initiative called BlackPress. The goal of BlackPress is to bring more creators of Black African descent into the WordPress community, and also provide a community space for those already there to connect, learn from, and support each other. It's still in the early stages, and they're trying to grow with a dedicated Slack channel and regular meetups. It's intended to be a safe space for people who share their vision, to work together, and to try to figure out what such a community might look like. We talk on the podcast about the journeys they've both had in the WordPress space and why they decided to collaborate on this project. What does the WordPress community need to be mindful of when WordCamps, meetups, and other events are organised? Is it true that WordPress events are open to all people equally? What are the aspirations that they have for their own events in the future? And how can you join the BlackPress community? It's a really thought-provoking discussion and shines a light on a very important issue. If you're interested in finding out more, you can find all the links in the show notes by heading over to wptavern.com/podcast, where you'll find all the episodes. And so, without further delay, I bring you Destiny Cano and Joe Simpson. I am joined on the podcast by two people, Destiny Cano and Joe Simpson. Hello.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey there.
Can I take it one at a time, if that's all right? I'll start with you, Destiny. We're going to have a conversation today about a subject which is probably, let's say it will be broad and deep, and probably some different opinions will arise. But first of all, I think it might be nice to have a little bit of a background story of both of you, briefly or in long form, whichever you prefer. Destiny, could you give us a little bit of background? How come you're on a WordPress podcast? What's your relationship to the WordPress community?
Yes, thank you for the intro, Nathan. So I started my journey with WordPress in 2017. I was working at a small Japanese digital agency, and at the time we were working on a few WordPress sites, but to be fully honest, I didn't really get that involved with them until I switched over to Automattic as a .com happiness engineer, and that's where my real push to learn WordPress better started off. And I did that for about 2 years, moved over to the WordPress VIP sector, working with large enterprise clients using WordPress at scale. And now I currently sit in our .org division with a lovely community member, people who are working in that area, as a developer relations advocate.
Thank you very much indeed. Could I ask the same question of you, Joe? Briefly, what's your relationship with WordPress?
Oh, sure. Nathan, my journey is two-pronged. It's a before and an after. Way back around 2011, I worked for a public transit agency here in Los Angeles, and our CSS goddess and lead developer both left our company within a month of each other, and I inherited a WordPress site. I was a graphic designer turned HTML novice, and I had to quickly learn WordPress. And that was my first experience with the WordPress community. We were able to move our site over to WordPress VIP. And from that point, I learned about WordPress in a disciplined way, how to commit code properly and things like that. So speed ahead to 2017, I had a heart event, 200% blocked arteries, and I had to take a leave of absence from work. During that 90-day period, I decided to do the things that I really loved. And one of the things that had such a positive impact on me was WordPress. And I attended my first meetup. I decided later instead of driving into Los Angeles and getting home at 11 o'clock at night after work, I wanted to start a community locally here in Santa Clarita where there wasn't one. And then also that became a word camp. And we hosted 3 word camps here in Santa Clarita. So I've been in the community as a builder, as a community rep, and now I'm on the team. I'm a team rep for the WordPress, Make WordPress Accessible team. And now that leads me to this initiative as well. I'm trying to give back in different ways and affect WordPress from a different angle now.
Okay, I'm going to be referring during the course of this to an article which was written by Justin Tadlock over on WP Tavern. It was called Black Press Meetup to host Meet and Greet Mixer on the 27th of January. That has now been and gone. This episode will probably be going out in March 2022. And so I want to know from both of you, and it doesn't matter who begins first or whether you crosstalk, that's absolutely fine. We can work that out later. I want to know what this event was all about. Why did you two decide to create the Black Press Meetup and also Slack channel? What was the primary thinking? What were you trying to accomplish?
That's a great question, Nathan. So from my side of things, at Automatic, I co-founded our Black Employee Resource Group, which we call Coco-matic, in April of 2020. And so for me, working with that group, we wanted to figure out a way to also bring this community to folks of Black African descent into the WordPress community space as well. So I worked alongside another colleague of mine, Naisha Sweet, to come together to the community side and work on what we now call Black Press and bring that to life. And our initial initiatives or ideas that we had in our first talks were about students, really, you know, bringing more students of color, specifically Black students across the globe. So that's why we say Black African descent into WordPress and giving them that kind of mentorship, sponsorship earlier in the process so that they can really get involved, whether it's in high school or ideally in college. And we also had talks about targeting HBCUs, the historically Black universities and colleges as well. And so that really was in my mind, and Joe, please add on, you know, like the birth of why we wanted to have this initiative at the beginning.
And I'm on the other side of the fence where I'm fully in the community and I'm an open source advocate and I use it as part of my day to day. And my community activities brought me to this initiative as well. Someone on the foundation side reached out to me and mentioned that there were some folks interested in this. And for me, the reason that I got involved with WordPress and I decided to take the stage as a speaker was that I didn't see anybody that looked like me on stage. And I decided to propose a speech and then it went from there. So this was a natural fit for me because, you know, I have a nephew that attended an HBCU and just the initiative of reaching a larger global audience and getting more people involved in how we can impact WordPress and its direction was very exciting for me.
Can I just ask you to tell me what an HBCU is? Because that acronym is not one that's in my vocabulary.
Yeah, so that's a historically Black university and college. It's mainly an American thing stemming off of segregation in our past here. We have a few members of Black Press that went to those schools. And so that was a target area for us of bringing more folks into WordPress.
Okay, thank you. That just cleared that up for me. That's great. So you had your first event back in January. I'd just like to figure out what your thoughts were on how that went. So if we could just open up your little history book, how did the meeting go? Was it well attended? Did you manage to make some decisions about what it is that you're going to be doing in the future? You can take this in whichever direction you like.
It had a great meetup attendee. Yes, we had about 24 folks say, yes, we want to do this. But I think with all community events, about half is going to come, if you're lucky, more than that. And so we were just grateful when the day came. We had about 9 folks, including Joe and myself, attend. And the discussions we had were definitely about where we're coming from in terms of our WordPress journey, where we'd like to improve ourselves, and also what we'd like to get out of the Black Press group. And that included, you know, how to make your site better, to how to be a better developer, talking about design. There's a lot of things that folks want to share and learn about together within this group is what we discovered during the Mixer.
Yeah, what was really awesome too is that not just in the meetup space did people express an interest in Black Press. There was a Slack channel that was set up that channel has grown incredibly fast as the word is getting out. And as meetups are basically word of mouth, then you have to get the word out. And then eventually more people will join. We had an online Slack discussion that was well attended as well. So it's really exciting that people are coming to our space to talk and discuss these issues.
Do you have a fixed agenda about what it is that you would like to achieve? Or are you still very much in the stages of trying to work out with those people who show up what it is that you want the project to become, who it is that you want to take the responsibility for certain things? Do you have any things solidified yet, or is it still very much figuring it all out?
We are still very much hoping to get to this large HBCU college-style, WordCamp-style event. And so we're looking for folks to step up to organize, but we also understand that that takes a bit of onboarding and resource sharing in order to make that happen.
And to add on to that, I know in general, as a meetup organizer myself, these things take time, but it's always based on the energy and enthusiasm that of people that come to the project. So as we get more and more people on board, and for example, the Slack channel is a great place where every day someone's sharing information, starting the discussion. So those type of people hopefully will take a larger role in the group, and the group will just grow organically.
Could you drop the URL? I will put it in the show notes, but perhaps one of you could say it out loud so that anybody listening, perhaps sitting in a cafe or something, could put their phone down and go and actually visit that site. What's the URL for the Slack channel?
Oh, the Slack channel. It's a super long, garbly good URL. We could probably create a short link for it.
Okay, I'll add it into the show notes. So I would add that anybody listening to this, just head over to the show notes on WP Tavern and look for the podcast section there. And from there, you can find those things. I was interested to hear you, Joe, say we're going to be straying into an area which maybe is uncomfortable. I don't know. See how we go. You said that you were concerned in the past that you'd attended events and there was nobody that looked like you. Two things that I want to ask from that. First thing, what does that feel like? That's my first question. And secondly, has any of that changed in the recent past?
I would say, to clarify the statement, it was that I didn't see people that looked like me on stage. Now, in the WordPress community, there were people that looked like me in the audience at all the WordCamps that I had attended. But again, seeing someone on stage and talking about WordPress, I hadn't seen that. And ironically, the first event that I was accepted to, directly before me, Joe Howard presented. So that very day was the first day I saw someone. So from that point forward, it's become more and more diverse in the WordPress space. Diversity has been a big point of emphasis over the past 3 or 4 years. So I would say it's changed dramatically. And I know for me, in the communities that I'm involved with, that's always an emphasis on what we do. The WordCamps that we've started, our organizing team has been incredibly diverse. Our WordCamps have all been at least 50-50 or a larger percentage in the other direction in terms of being well-represented and diverse in terms of gender as well as race. So it's just something that happens naturally in the spaces that I try to associate with or that I flow within. So it's just natural. And to me, I think you mentioned that some uncomfortability or things of that nature. For me, my experiences in the WordPress space haven't been that way. And I want to make sure that whenever someone's involved with initiatives I'm involved in, it should always be open to anyone and everyone and make sure that you feel that you can express yourself and get your ideas across.
Destiny, could I ask you the same question? Now, obviously, it doesn't reflect back on something that you said earlier, but I'm guessing that there are moments in the past where you've looked around you at events and just pondered those questions. What is the mix of people in this arena? And am I going to feel comfortable? Should I be one of the speakers? Do I feel comfortable here? Are people represented equally?
Yeah, so I have to out myself. I have not been to a WordCamp yet. I say that with a single tear in my eye. I'll be there at WordCamp EU. So in terms of like a WordCamp style event, I don't have any experience that I can speak to. But in terms of other events and just growing into myself as well, definitely it's true what Joe is saying. Just seeing someone that looks like you in a speaker or organizing position is a bit of a position of power, right? In those positions where you're showing leadership or you're showing what you could become, a person in this space that's respected and well listened to is important to folks of all kinds. But when I'm going to events, I'm looking for that, but I'm also in the community space seeing how people treat me. Am I able to speak my mind respectfully, of course, in a way that's true to myself? Am I able to come in and be vulnerable too and not be laughed at because my experience in the space or perhaps the fact that I am the only Black woman in the room? So not just being on stage, but also just how we can navigate the space are two things that I look for in an inclusive kind of event.
I'd really like for this podcast to possibly make people think about something that they haven't really been confronted with before. And so I'm going to return to the question, if it's okay with you, about the actuality. Now, in Destiny's case, it's not going to be a WordPress event. And Joe, you may like to cast your mind to a WordPress event, or it may be something completely different. Because I just want to put myself in your shoes for a moment, where you attend an event and you look around the room and it's pretty clear that the representation is not what it could be. Make of that what you will. I want to know what that actually feels like. I apologize if that's a question which is something that you don't wish to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Joe, do you want to go first on that one?
Oh, sure. For me, and I share this story over time, when I first got into the community, that enthusiasm or that level of excitement that you often feel when you're around someone that's new to WordPress or open source or something that they're really interested in, I needed to harness it. And initially, my local WordCamp here, I wanted to be involved. And I had all these ideas and I was sketching out things. And if you know me, I'd go overboard. And I proposed all these ideas and how I wanted to get involved. And unfortunately, I wasn't in that event's clique, so to speak. And no fault of theirs, every event is based on relationships between the organizers and the volunteers and things of that nature. I was just some new guy. What that rejection or what that inability to have my ideas heard, what that spawned was what I've done here locally in Santa Clarita, or what I've tried to do in everything that I've been involved in, is just to bring my voice and have my voice heard and be in the room. So I think it's motivation for me. I think anytime we get a rejection or a no, for me, it just drives me to get involved and become part of that discussion. That's just me personally, and I can't speak for others, but I feel like in terms of being a diverse person in a non-diverse environment and having people consider other ideas, I'll give you a different example. In WordCamp, for example, sometimes they ask for very specific things in terms of the speakers that they're looking for. For example, there was an event in Canada and they only wanted, I think, Gutenberg topics. And so that limits the type of presentations they'll get. It may be exciting in terms of pushing something that's hot in the WordPress community through, but just naturally, it excludes people that don't have expertise in Gutenberg. So just having people consider all different options or all different voices is something that isn't done. And I think these type of initiatives bring that to light, and that can only help in the long term.
Thank you. Destiny, same question.
Yeah, so I'll draw on a bit of life experience for this one. So I lived in Japan for about 5 years, and that is a country where you really need to speak Japanese to get around for the most part. So this is a feeling I think anyone can have, right? This feeling of either alienation because you haven't been able to learn the language and bond with the people in a way that is respectful to their culture, but also you understand their culture. And so you can either blend in, walk the walk and talk the talk, or you can feel alienation. And that's one, like, from the expat kind of spectrum. I think there's a more simpler example that I can give, like taking us all, but we've all been, I shouldn't say all, a lot of people have been school children. And I think most of us know what it's like to be maybe the new kid at school or start your first day. I like to think that most kids, they don't come in thinking about white supremacist culture and all of these things. We're just going to school. We're listening to our emo music or whatever that is. You know, othering people based on appearances in that scenario, I think, is an indoctrination process based on systemic societal issues. Because as a child, you're just thinking, oh my gosh, will anyone like me? I might like some grunge music that no one's ever heard of. And in that case, you're trying to fit in any way you can. and maybe you'll find the people that accept you no matter what, or maybe you won't. But in that scenario, I personally think, you know, a lot of the time it's not about skin tone, it's about clicks and whether or not you're going to be accepted. So definitely not WordPress examples, but I feel like these are two things that I think anyone can wrap their mind around, this feeling of being othered in some way.
We talk often in the WordPress space that it's basically open to anybody. The idea being that it's open source software. If you have a desire to be part of the community, you can, because everybody is available. Maybe there's some discussion to be had here, because I have a feeling, having spoken to a variety of people over the last few years about this, that may not be entirely true. In other words, being able to show up and contribute may be contingent upon a whole bunch of other factors. So, for example, your ability to have the time available, your ability to have your employer second you into work, your ability to be in a situation where you are, I don't know, stable enough and have enough support to allow you to have the free time, and so on and so forth. I wonder if there's anything to say about that, about the wider goals of open source software, in this case, WordPress, and whether or not you feel that WordPress as a whole needs to think more about this notion of, well, anybody can contribute because it's totally open to everybody. Is that true?
I think it's true in that anyone can contribute, like, full stop, right? Anyone with the computer and internet access, so those are two requirements, actually, can contribute. Other than that, there's other factors like, how well will you be recognized for your contributions? Who is getting recognized? So contribution only goes so far, but participation, sponsorship, being seen in leadership roles is a whole other area where maybe some folks cannot break through as easily.
Joe, any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I do think it's possible, and I think it happens every day. It's just a matter of making those opportunities available to as wide an audience as possible. I know I've participated in some diverse speaking workshops, and I know in terms of the events that I've done, we've made a conscious effort to include new speakers, to include people who haven't presented before, and we offer them training or give them a stage they can come and speak at our meetup to practice and to get that sense of ownership or that sense of buy-in. And I think that's, for me, finding out where those avenues for inclusion are and making sure that they're available and known to people that are coming into the community, those voices that are diverse, making sure that they know that there are opportunities to do that. And the example that I gave earlier in terms of that frustration that I had when I first wanted to get involved with a WordCamp event, I didn't know that there was a call for speakers or a call for organizers. I mean, I didn't know of any of the paths or processes that were already in place because I was new, and sometimes things in the open source community you have to figure out on your own. So for me, with an initiative like this, what I'm hoping is that this collaboration with the folks on the Automatic side and our community, is this new collaboration can open up so many more doors for people to get involved in making sure that if you want to speak, hey, you should do this. Hey, this event's coming up. They need organizers. This is how you help organize. And being that conduit will only make things more diverse and more inclusive. I think a lot of times those avenues are, they expect that you know those, but most people don't. So what I always try to do in our community events, and hopefully as we move forward with this one, is to make sure that people know the paths or the opportunities that are there and how they can take full advantage of them.
Let's do a little bit of blue sky thinking. Let's imagine that the Black Press Project is a runaway success, and a couple of years from now, you know, there's a real upswelling of support and the community has grown really strongly, and all of the issues that you've dealt with today have been looked at and addressed, and you've come up with some novel solutions for different problems. Do you just want to give us some ideas about the kind of things that you would, Joe, you just touched on a few of them, but the concrete things that you want to have happen? In other words, how many people would you like to be a part of that community? What kind of job titles, for want of a better word, would you like to have? What kind of documents would you like to have produced, or videos, or whatever it may be? What concrete things would you wish could happen, let's say, 2 years from now?
I would say in an ideal world, 2 years from now, we would have folks from every region of the world involved in the project, maybe even some EU, EMEA, APAC channels as well, just connecting us all in WordPress, in the Black Press community. That would be an amazing goal. All of that network, essentially, folks that anywhere in the world you go, there's going to be a WordPresser that you can connect with or see at a WordCamp and enjoy time with. So that's definitely, in my mind, an amazing goal for us to have. Black Press isn't trying to replace the larger WordPress community. It's not trying to become like a make Slack in that way. And at least in my mind, Joe, definitely correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh,
here,
I totally agree.
Yeah. but we still want to have a space where, as you got to, Nathan, you know, we can help better circulate opportunities amongst each other. We can help better sponsor, mentor, prepare each other for organizer roles, for speaking engagements. So that is definitely a goal that we have and are iterating on even right now.
Destiny summed it up pretty well. I mean, just having that place where we can help the next generation of contributors and creators in the WordPress space would be awesome. Wouldn't it be cool if Black Press had a panel at WordCamp US or WordCamp Europe? Or if we do an HBCU WordCamp style event, what if we did a world event? In the past 3 years, what I've really been excited about is the pandemic has forced us all inward, unfortunately. But the offshoot of that is that all of our meetups are now global. We have people that come in from Europe, that come in from Africa, that come in from Australia, growing it into Asia. Those kind of things are really exciting because not all of us can travel to a WordCamp event, even when everything was in person. I may not be able to fly to WordCamp US in Nashville, for example, because of work commitments or personal commitments. The virtual space has allowed us to grow in a different direction. So I'm excited that once things go back to a more in-person or even a hybrid situation, those people that we've reached out to all over the world will really have an impact on WordPress.
Thank you very much indeed. So that was our blue sky thinking moment. We're casting the net 2 years into the future and imagining what great things are possible. Let's go back to today, rein it in a little bit. You've obviously beginning something. The enthusiasm is often great at the beginning, and then the reality of what needs to be done sets in, and you realize that, okay, this is where we're at. We haven't reached these grand goals. Right now, if I could wave a magic wand and give you the things that you need to happen in the next couple of months, what would those look like? Are you looking for new membership? Is it all about the people? Is it trying to find people from different locales? What do you really want to do in the next couple of months to kickstart this whole enterprise?
Well, we had our first meetup, as you noted at the beginning of this call, last month. So to keep momentum, we're continuing with our meetups. We actually have another one tomorrow from 5 p.m. Pacific time. And that is with Ali Nimmons from Underrepresented in Tech, discussing that. Next month, we have one coming up to discuss 5.9 and full site editing. So that is keeping up with our meetups is one way that we're hoping to definitely increase membership and grow our community. I don't think I said before, but when we started in January this year, kicking off these events in our Slack, we only had about 17-ish people. Now we're at 50. In our Black Press meetup as well, we are hitting 50 plus as well. We are seeing people being excited about this initiative and we're growing. And that's definitely something that's going to help us toward our goals of creating these events as well.
Yeah. So more boots on the ground, more people, yeah. Fresh ideas. And I guess that's the nice thing about growing a community at the beginning is that you have a vague idea of where the direction of travel would like to go. But then the people arrive and maybe hijack the enterprise and say, actually, what about this idea? And you, oh, that's curious. And think about trying that out. Let's give that a go. So yeah, boots on the ground would be good. Joe, anything to add to that?
I was just going to say, it's all of the things that Destiny mentioned. Just the more events you have, the more people will come, the more you get the word out, the more the group will grow. So to me, just being consistent and the events that Destiny's mentioned will gain exposure, being on podcasts such as this one, more people will hear the message. We'll hear what we're trying to do, and hopefully it'll come, and it'll just grow that way.
Okay, one other question. It occurs to me that you obviously want the membership to grow for Black Press. We described that you'd like it to be swelling into the future. Is there any kind of walled garden around this? Is there any part of the community that you are going to welcome more, or are you going for full inclusivity? Everybody is welcome. Please all come and give us your ideas.
Yes, this is a great question. And we get it all the time. Who is allowed, quote unquote, allowed to join Black Press Meetup or Slack? And this meetup and community, we treat it like any other community in WordPress. It's welcome to all. However, folks of non-Black African descent who we're calling allies, just be aware that this is a space where they should be uplifting Black voices or looking for ways to advocate for or sponsor or share ideas in a way that isn't taking away from the experiences of the community here that we've built. So it's a safe space for everyone, but just keep it in mind, taking up space is a real thing, right? And this is a space where you are able to be, but also with the understanding that it is for folks of Black African descent. We want to be able to collaborate and share ideas, but we also want to ensure that this is a safe space for the target community as well. It's really all of us that need to be doing this work to get to a better place where we don't even need these kinds of offshoot communities. I think ideally everyone wants to be in that space where everywhere in WordPress, it's, yeah, we acknowledge that you are different and we love that you're different. We're going to talk about your perspective and respect that. And we're all going to be great, but we're still in a space where differences are seen as something to other or not be included. And so that's, I think, where this idea of that's your space, so I don't want to be, you know, in there bothering you maybe comes from in my head.
We mentioned it at the top when we kicked off the conversation. A lot of times we'll have people that will call out the fact that they're not Black or is it okay to ask this question a certain way? But I think that level of consciousness is what moves the discussion forward. So in my circles, there's an understanding if I generate the level of respect that I should, that shouldn't be an issue. And you're always welcome to participate and to ask certain questions. So the story that I love to share is when I went away to college and, you know, oftentimes during spring breaks or things of that nature, you may go to your roommate's family's home or vice versa. And I grew up in an inner city environment. And one of my roommates, when he came with me and we were headed back to college campus, he said, wow, I didn't know it was like that. No one really noticed I was white. And to me, that's sort of the spirit of what I try to do in the WordPress space. It's like, respect me, but there aren't any walls or any barriers to what you and I as friends or as colleagues or as co-organizers should have. We should both be able to speak freely. And within the WordPress space where there are codes of conduct for meetups and there's guidelines and rules for all this stuff that is the WordPress way or the WordPress community, as long as we're in that environment, our conversations will flow and be organic. So it should never be an issue.
I was just going to add, just thinking about reflecting on that question a bit more. I feel like it's, as a Black person navigating the world, we have to ask that question like all the time. Can I join? Will I be accepted? Will people listen to me? So yeah, like when I think about that question now, I'm just thinking like that's part of trying to become a community. I don't know, like, you know, enter a community. Yeah. I think it all just boils down to respect. Are you entering that space respectfully or are you trying to make it all about you?
Thank you so much. Just before we wind it up, what would be the best place to interact with the pair of you? Maybe we'll take it one at a time, but maybe one of you wants to deal with the usual thing. Maybe there's an email address or a Twitter handle, or let's see if we can dig out that Slack group address or whatever. But where's the best place to contact you about Black Press more generally? And then if you wish to tell us specifically, where could we find you personally best online? That might be helpful too. So let's start with Destiny.
Yeah, I think the Make WordPress Slack is a good space to start if you're there. And if you're not, you should join. If not, you can also find me on Twitter, the Destiny WP.
Yeah, for the meetup group, you can find us on meetup.com/blackpress-meetup. And you can find me anywhere in the WordPress space, Joe Simpson Jr. on wordpress.org, Twitter, LinkedIn. It's always Joe Simpson Jr. So I welcome anyone that wants to reach out and find out more about Black Press.
That was really interesting. Thank you, Destiny and Joe. Thank you for coming onto the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.